This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions, making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and our guest today is from one of the newest members of the TFDI, Trade River. Trade River is an alternative finance provider that has delivered more than £380 million of working capital to SMEs in the UK, processing more than 7,000 individual client payments, and has more than 1,000 suppliers registered in 45 different countries. Richard Fawcett is the CEO and founder of Trade River and joins us today. Hello, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Good to have you with us. Just quickly to start, can you give us a little of your background, please? How did you get to where you are today?
So, Andy, I've had an interesting life, in as much as I became involved in trade finance, supply chain finance, probably about 20 years ago. But prior to that, I had another career in the hotel business. So I ran hotels in the Middle East. I worked in, lived in the Middle East for 20 years. I ran hotels in 7 or 8 different countries. And then when I got to my late 30s, early 40s, I had a career change and I became involved in or interested in trade finance. I became interested in credit insurance. And I worked in the Middle East for 2 or 3 years, developing some experience in that. And then in 2011, 2012, we started the prototype or the thought process about setting up a digital online trading platform whereby buyers of goods and suppliers of goods could finance transactions through a portal. So obviously you start with the process, you then develop that process, you move that process into a platform. And then on our platform that we have, obviously, that we still operate today, we have key partners who are debt providers, we have credit insurers, we have FX providers, we have a number of APIs running off that platform. So it's developed from, over the last 10 years, from something that was a concept and into something now that's a very active trading exchange or platform whereby we're providing working capital funding or supply chain funding or trade finance funding to UK businesses.
Fascinating, Richard. Now just tell us a little bit more then and introduce Trade River.
Well, Trade River is an online portal. We provide working capital or supply chain finance to mainly UK businesses, although we are now starting to enter the Republic of Ireland market. Our facilities range from 250,000 up to about 2 to 2.5 million per client. Facilities are predicated on creditworthiness, our ability to underwrite credit risk in the credit insurance market. And clients who are on the platform are able to make payments to their suppliers through the execution of a digital payment note, which we call a confirmed payment obligation, and take a deferred payment term of up to a maximum of 180 days to repay us at the end of that period. So in essence, what we are doing is we're injecting working capital into growth businesses through the front end of the supply chain, as opposed to the traditional route, which is discounting invoices at the back end. So we are a supply chain finance provider operating in a cross-border market. We pay suppliers in over 57 different countries. We've got a multi-currency payment facility that we can operate through our relationship with our FX provider. It's become, from our starting point 10, 11 years ago, it's become a much more swept up and technologically advanced product than it was in the early days when we were doing diagrams and writing things down on bits of paper.
And which types of corporates are you targeting in terms of providing liquidity to? Any particular geographies and industries?
No, I would say we are fairly agnostic in terms of sector. Maybe there are certain sectors, which I would say at the moment, you know, there are some relatively challenging sectors in the current credit market. But we're agnostic on sector. What we are focused on is credit worthiness. So, yeah, we tend not to look at companies with a turnover less than 5 million, tangible net worth less than 500,000. You know, we tend to like growth companies who are looking to grow their business, who are in a good, you know, credit space, who have a good net asset position on their balance sheet, but need additional working capital to support their growth, which maybe they can't avail of through their bank or their existing facilities. So in that way, I think we're relatively unique. Obviously, the way we operate is that we are, you only pay for the facility when you draw the facility. So we are, in a way, I don't really like the expression, but we're pay as you go. So you, when you draw the facility, you use it. We're charging a fee on the number of days you draw it. So for companies with seasonality in their business, for, you know, ebbs and flows in their demand cycles, this kind of product works very, very well. But on the other hand, with people who just need additional working capital to pay suppliers, it's just a back-to-back revolving facility.
Great. Thank you, Richard. And tell us what type of instruments you're offering to clients.
In terms of instruments, well, we're basically offering a revolving credit facility. So in terms of onboarding a client, we would look at the credit profile. We use a number of tools to do that, including our own internal credit process. We need to be able to underwrite the credit risk in the insurance market here in London. So we have to have credit insurance capacity in order to provide a client with what we call credit headroom. And once a client's gone through that credit process, they're enrolled on our Trade River platform. They have they're set up as a client, and then we will link their suppliers that they want to pay into the same platform. So if I give you an example, let's say we have a client who is working in the steel sector. They're buying steel from Japan, places, you know, various places in Asia. We give them £1 million credit line. They're then able to go onto the platform, link with their supplier, generate an electronic payment obligation through our platform. We would then pay that Japanese supplier on day one, and our client would repay us back the money on day, let's say, 120. The principal we've paid to the supplier plus our fee. So in essence, what we're doing is we're injecting working capital into the front end of the supply chain, providing them with a revolving credit facility, which then they can avail of through the platform as and when they need it. So it's a very flexible product.
This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring the founder and CEO of Trade River, Richard Fawcett. So, Richard, what types of liquidity providers are you working with at the moment?
Well, at the moment, aside from our credit insurance partner, we have a main debt provider based in Hamburg in Germany, who are providing us with our liquidity to fund transactions. We also work with a group in Ireland on a slightly smaller scale. So we have two main sources of liquidity. We're looking, obviously, to expand our funding ability. We feel that you know, there is traction in the market and our ability to grow the book over the, you know, a relatively short term period is quite impressive. So we are looking at getting into relationships with additional funders, which is why we've joined this trade finance initiative.
Well, we're glad to have you part of the community, Richard. Now, in terms of Trade River, are you relying on credit insurance yourselves, or how are you risk scoring transactions?
Well, I think credit is absolutely critical in the type of our offering. So we have a credit team in-house who do a lot of the overall analysis on a particular credit profile. Externally, we're using various agencies. We're working with Wiser Funding, who are a recent relationship, but we're able to use their credit rating profile to not only create credit rate individual clients, but to look at our overall profile in terms of a type of S&P rating overall across the board. We're working with Kodat. We're on kind of open banking relationship to extract updated MI from companies in order to, you know, be up to date with their trading position and the current credit position of that business. I think, you know, one of the challenges is that, you know, external sources are always backward looking. And in the current market environment, which is actually relatively challenging, we need to be very acute on having up-to-date information and being able to have visibility on forward, the forward position of the company, rather than credit information that happened 6 months ago. I mean, we are a lender into, I would say, the upper end of the SME market, maybe some mid-table companies. But that is a market that can become relatively fragile in terms of credit, in terms of the position of the company in quite a short space of time. So for us, credit, up-to-date management information, financial information is very critical in the way we operate and run the business.
And I suppose a related question, can you talk a little about the role of technology in your investment activities and your business?
Well, yes, I suppose if you look at where we are today, we're talking about a new initiative passed by the UK government to enter electronic payment obligations or EPNs into law. I suppose we kind of started a process along those lines 10 years ago. So the technology that we developed through the platform was based on, a simplification of a trade finance process, which is ultimately a relationship between a buyer who's buying goods and a supplier who's supplying goods, and evidencing a trade transaction in a digital methodology that has occurred between those two parties. So, we started that 10 years ago, we developed a process, we developed a portal and a platform to put that through. And since then, we've done, nearly 400 million now of transactions, and that process is working very well. So we're very happy to see that now maybe something that we started a long time ago is being recognized in terms of law. And we were moving from what we always thought was a very cumbersome paper-driven process into the current era, which we think should be more digitalized, more easy and user-friendly, yet give the same degree of security to funders, insurers, and our key partners to keep them safe.
And in terms of the Electronic Trade Documents Act, I mean, how's that going to impact your business? Is it going to improve things for you? It sounds like you were ahead of the game a little bit.
Well, no, we are working with both Sullivan's and with Inigo to add a tail end piece onto our existing transaction framework to comply with what we believe to be, you know, the requirements to meet the Electronic Trade Act. Obviously, because we already have a process in place, it's technically not such a challenge to do. But what is the challenge remains in the legal framework, the wording, and getting all that done. So I'm hopeful that, you know, probably early next year we would have done that. And what we call now, we call them confirmed payment obligations, which are the digital executed notes that we currently generate off the Trade River platform, will become electronic property notes which are compliant with the Digital Trade Act and will fulfill all the necessary legal requirements.
Excellent. Finally, Richard, can you outline your use of trade tech?
Well, we're in very early stage discussions with Trade Tech. I attended the recent conference at the Grosvenor Aperture, which is where I met Trade Tech. In fact, I have a call tomorrow with Trade Tech to discuss what we do in more detail, to discuss the various opportunities that hopefully we have and the Trade Tech will be able to assist us with in terms of, you know, the provision of funding, the provision of a lot of different things. So I'm very excited about that. And I don't attend many conferences, but I thankfully at the conference last week, I was happy to meet the guys from Trade Tech, and I'm looking forward to that relationship.
Excellent. Well, I hope your call goes well.
Thank you.
Richard Fawcett, founder and CEO of Trade River, thank you for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts. Follow us on LinkedIn too. That's probably the best place to keep in touch with everything we do. And go to tradefinancedistribution.com for everything you need to know.